the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The South African Human Rights Commission has escalated its investigation of an abandoned mine in Stilfontein in the Northwest Province into a national inquiry. Over 1,900 illegal miners have resurfaced at the Buffelsfontein mine since August last year as part of the police's Operation Vala Umgodi. A final rescue mission was conducted several weeks ago where police revealed at least 78 Zamazamas are known to have died. Here's the commission's Wusani Baloyi.
The decision to institute a national inquiry into the policy framework around artisanal mining, the impact of artisanal mining on the human rights of surrounding communities and the scope and tactics employed in Operation Vala Umgodi was necessitated by the magnitude of what transpired in Stilfontein, submissions received from members of the communities, miners and NGOs.
Back home, Life Saving South Africa says it remains concerned about drowning incidents in non-patrolled beaches in KZN. At least 5 drownings were reported on the south coast in the past 2 weeks. The latest involves 13-year-old Aman Khan, who is presumed to have drowned at a beach near Umzumbe last week. A search for the boy's body is ongoing. Here's Life Saving SA's Daya Sudath.
If people can get that kind of understanding that if they go to a beach where the lifeguards are on duty, then their risks are minimized. If they do get into trouble, if they do get caught in a rip, lifeguards will be on hand to swim out to them or get out in, whether it's power craft or any other rescue boats and bring them back to safety. But if you're swimming in a remote area, who's going to help when you're in trouble? So that's the kind of messaging we want to get across to people.
And abroad, the Swedish government says it will introduce a bill to amend weapon laws and restrict access to semi-automatic guns. It's after what officials call the country's worst mass shooting. On Tuesday, a gunman killed 10 people before apparently turning the gun on himself at an education centre west of Stockholm. Police have said several long-barreled weapons and 10 empty magazines were recovered alongside the suspected gunman. And finally, an intruding monkey is behind an island-wide blackout in Sri Lanka. Officials say the power outage has yet to be fully restored after several hours in the dark. It's understood the monkey came into contact with the grid transformer in South Colombo, causing an imbalance in the system. Officials say while power has been restored in some areas, it's not immediately clear how much longer the outage will last. Your top story, the South African Human Rights Commission has escalated its investigation of an abandoned mine in Stilfontein in the Northwest Province into a national inquiry. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.